WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you wind down and reclaim those precious CCZS. We all know that feeling, right? You hit the pillow exhausted, but your brain is buzzing like a beehive on overdrive. It's almost like our world is wired for constant go, 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 even when our bodies are screaming for a break. But tonight, we're tackling something super important. Creating a bedtime sanctuary that helps you drift off into dreamland faster and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day. Think of this as your personal invitation to relax, recharge, and unlock the magic of deep, restful sleep. Because trust me, it's not just about getting enough hours, it's about the quality of those hours that truly matters. So, what are some practical things we can do to transform our bedrooms into sleep havens? Let's dive in. First up, let's talk about lighting. Ever feel like your phone is basically a beacon attracting insomnia? Well, you're not alone. That blue light emitted from screens seriously messes with our melatonin production, the hormone that tells our bodies it's time to sleep. So ditch those screens at least an hour before bedtime and opt for some soft, warm lighting instead. Think candles, real or battery-operated, safety first, dim lamps, or even a Himalayan salt lamp. It's all about setting a calming ambience that signals to your body it's time to chill out. Next, we got to address the temperature. Most experts agree that a cool room is ideal for sleep around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. If you're used to sleeping under a mountain of blankets, try layering with lighter fabrics like cotton or linen. Trust me, you'll feel so much more comfortable and your body will thank you for it. Ever notice how a cup of chamomile tea can make you feel all mellow? Well, there's science behind that. Certain herbs and teas have calming effects that can help prepare your body for sleep. Think lavender, valerian root, or even a classic cup of chamomile. Just stay clear of caffeine and alcohol before bed. They might seem relaxing initially, but they'll actually disrupt your sleep cycle in the long run. Speaking of routines, let's talk about consistency. Your body loves predictability, so try going to bed and waking up around the same time each day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle and makes falling asleep easier. And remember, create a pre-sleep ritual that signals to your mind it's time to wind down. This could be anything from taking a warm bath to reading a good book. Avoid those thrillers right before bed. Journaling or practicing gentle stretches. Finally, let's talk about the power of scents. Did you know that certain aromas can actually promote relaxation and sleep? Lavender is a classic choice for its calming properties, but there are other options too: sandalwood, chamomile, even vanilla. Light a scented candle, use an essential oil diffuser, or simply spritz your pillow with a relaxing linen spray. It's amazing how much a subtle scent can impact our mood and help us drift off into peaceful slumber. Now, picture this. You're feeling the stress of the day melt away as you step into your bedroom. The soft lighting casts a warm glow, the air is cool and fresh, and the aroma of lavender fills the room. You slip into comfy pajamas, light a candle, and curl up with a good book. As you turn the page, you feel a sense of calm wash over you. You're ready to let go of the day's worries and embrace the peacefulness of sleep. That, my friends, is the magic we're aiming for: a bedtime sanctuary that transforms your bedroom into a haven of rest and rejuvenation. So remember, creating a cozy sleep environment isn't just about aesthetics, it's about crafting a space that supports your well-being. By implementing these simple tips, you can unlock the secrets to deeper, more restorative sleep. And trust me, when you wake up feeling refreshed and energized, you'll be ready to tackle anything life throws your way. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little extra shut-eye. And if you found these tips helpful, leave us a review. It would mean the world to me. Until tomorrow night, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.